Blog Talk Radio.
I want to welcome you to Guided Souls. This is Medium Ishani. I can give you direct messages from your guardian angels, spirit guides, and I am a natural and Reiki energy healer. I use energy and spirit to help heal your mind, body, and soul. I'm a spiritual teacher, and I will teach you all the skills I have learned to help you get to the next level on your path. I'm also a past life and hugging guru, but most of all, I'm a clear channel for God and the angels to flow through. You can find out more about how I can support you and help you make everlasting changes at www.pastlifeguru.com. You can also meet me at www.facebook.com/mediumishani. Ishani is spelled E-S-H-N-D.
And this is spirit-guided, intuitive life coach and angel talker, Comfy Crystal. I teach you how to communicate with your own angelic team. With these tools, you can be sure that the decisions you are making are the right ones for you, and stop wasting time being fearful and getting hurt again and again. You can find me at comfysoul.com and also search for Comfy Soul on Facebook or Twitter.
We're put here to help you remember you're never alone. God, the angels, your spirit guides, and crossover loved ones are helping lost souls navigate through this lifetime. We're here to tell you there are no coincidences. We're here to confirm what you believe and make you more powerful. In your prayers, we polish your natural God-given abilities and make you the superheroes of your life and the lives of us.
We also do psychic and angel card readings, teach classes, and do spiritual counseling to transform people's lives. So catch our show daily, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, either live or via a downloaded podcast. And you can take some classes with our spiritual family, or get private one-on-one sessions from anywhere in the world to jumpstart your spirit. You can find all of this info again at our websites at comfysoul.com and pastlifeguru.com. Now, let the magic begin.
What a wonderful day today has been. Looking outside and looking at the hummingbird that flies by this tree every single day. Like he has somewhere to go and nothing else to do. Live on that tree branch.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
Yes, it is, Mr. Rogers. So today we're talking about twin flame brothers. And we'll give you intuitive readings to help you find out who's the one. And let's talk about what a twin flame is. Tell me what a twin flame is, since you're so busy over there.
And what about soulmate?
Yeah, you do that too. I know you're busy. I'll do the soulmate. You do twin flame. Go ahead. All right, you go do it. So a soulmate, the end all be all.
Oh, my soulmate. Oh, my God.
Not really. No, that's not the one.
That's probably why most people are broken up with for talking like that.
And they get in trouble. They go tell all their friends.
Oh, my God, it's just so bad.
And you're like, no, they're not. And you come to find out that they were sent to you to teach you a lesson. Because as you go into that relationship, it could be hellish. And you find out all kinds of things about yourself you didn't want to know. Not only that, that a soulmate can be your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your bestie, your best friend, your dog, your cat, your mailman, your, if we took it back to the 50s, your milkman. And it could be all of those people.
I don't know. I think some people made the milkman their actual, you know, I'm in love with him soulmate.
Yeah, but it's not really a twin flame. They were just having fun with them, the door, took them back to the bedroom.
Go on.
Had their fun with them.
Keep explaining that.
So you have these people enter into your life for a moment, and they teach you a lesson. And a lot of people get confused and think it's, oh, well, I thought they were the one. Well, no, that's why they're gone. They come into your life for a moment, they teach you a lesson, and then they're on their way. They could even be your best friend. And it doesn't have to be an intimate relationship. It could just be somebody that came into your life for a moment and moved on. And it sucks sometimes because your best friend could have been your bestie since you guys were like in the first grade, and you have been besties since you were in the first grade and could have been for 20 years, and all of a sudden you guys have a crazy, insane argument over what you think is nothing. Did you buy me the Pepsi? No. Did you buy the Pepsi? Really, dude? I've been waiting for you to bring the Pepsi for like 6 hours. You're such a punk ass. Really? Screw you. Done. I don't talk to you no more, ever. So they don't talk again, and it's really because it was time. You may have had arguments over things before, and you may have seen that this was not really a good friend, and so you ended it, or they just left, and they just moved to France one day, and you never see them again. It just happens, and they were meant to do that, and it's hard for us to look at that and say, what the hell? I knew that person forever, and all of a sudden, a stupid argument, and we don't talk anymore? Yeah, there's a reason for that. Explain to them what a twin is.
A twin flame is somebody who is the literal other half of your soul. It's not just a yearning and a seeking to want to be near somebody and loved by them fully and completely. It is an actual soul-to-soul, energetic. If you were to take what we are as a physical human being and just only live in the spiritual world and take the physicality of your spirituality, your orbness, your aura, your essence, everything about you and your being that is quantum physically you, cut it into two beautiful little halves, then bam, go back out into the universe and become whatever it is each one of you individually is going to become. That energetic connection to this other person is that feeling that there's something missing, that there's that other piece of you that's out there somewhere. And knowing that even though you might be a happy, whole, and entirely kick-ass person all by yourself, that there's still something out there more for you. And you may not even be a hopeless romantic about it, but you will find that there is a need for this extra connection, this extra desire to want to be in the energy of another person that is going to share these feelings with you and talk about them and be vulnerable to you and vice versa. So it's really important that you understand that this twin flame isn't some unhealthy want, need, or desire to be with someone. It's more that you have to be in this energy of, I am a whole person, I've worked on myself, I'm incredibly awesome, and I would love to share this incredibly awesome person with another whole, happy, incredibly awesome person, except they have to fit me. We have to fit each other. I have to learn from them, and they have to learn from me, and we have to be okay with being vulnerable to each other, and we have to be okay with hanging it all out there.
It sounds like you're going to eat them.
Sometimes you want to. That's another show.
That's strange. Is this Silence of the Lambs or something? Kind of freaky.
So, when you are looking for that one true love, it's not just a soulmate that you want to be with, because a soulmate is to teach you a lesson. What you want is to be in the energy of this literal other half of your soul, which is your twin flame. And I think we should slowly start changing the name of the show, or at least the energy, to what Spirit asked Ishani to change it to. Do you remember what they asked you to do, Ishani? Spirit did not like or no longer wants people to identify with the term twin flame.
Oh, yeah, it was twin energy.
Yep. They wanted it to be called twin energy. And the reason they wanted to stay away from twin flame is because flame insinuates that this is something that's going to die out.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. How'd you remember that?
I remember everything.
That's a lie, but keep talking.
I remember everything that matters.
That's a lie, too.
So this flame that people are so attracted to is what gets people in trouble. If you were so attracted to that flame, you'd be that moth that went up there, sizzled your wings away, and we can't have you beautiful angels out there have your wings sizzled off. So we need you to be in this twin energy, not in this twin flame. So we're going to start getting that message out there, and we're going to begin to have a reteaching of what it means to be a twin flame. And I've had a conversation with Ishani myself the last week or two, and my questions were just wanting to clarify exactly how many lifetimes it takes to come into that twin energy. You know, does anybody ever start out in their first lifetime and come into it? If you've had this twin in various other past lives, why didn't you recognize each other then? Or why did you not become, you know, the eternal husband and wife or those that twin powerhouse at that point in time? So, Ishani, if you could share a little bit about your feelings and how you felt about continuously running into your twin time after time after time. And the difference between that and running into someone who's a soulmate who keeps meeting you in various lifetimes.
Oh, it's sad. Makes you want to cry. So, because I go in the past and I see so many things and I see so many people and I continue to find my soul family over and over and over again, I know for a fact that we recognize each other. And the way that we recognize each other is we recognize each other through our soul energy. We recognize each other with, we have that deja vu. And here's what also happens. If you're running into a soulmate, twin flame, you're going to begin to dream about these people before they enter into your life. And you're going to know for sure that you remember them. Your energy will remember them. You may have a pull to have to put your arm or hand on them because that energy is so recognizable. You feel them. You feel them fully. And there's nothing you can do about it but just accept that's the energy. That's the energy that's meant to be there. I have seen so many past lives with a lot of these people that are in my life right now. And when I do twin flame soulmate reading on myself, one of the things that comes up is a soulmate and soul family. And when those cards come up, they will give me a full description of the next person that I'm meant to see. And one of the things that I wasn't sure about was a whole bunch of redheads that just kept coming up. And later on, I found out, hey, I started meeting all these redheads, and I was like, hey, damn, I remember you. Everything seemed familiar. We were so comfortable with each other's energy. And they became business partners and people that help us through this life. So when that happens, when you have your deja vu, just know that's your soul family.
So how will they know the difference between somebody who they may have had readings about or maybe they're intuitive enough to know or recognize between this soulmate person who's come up lifetime over lifetime versus a twin flame energy who might have been with them in past lifetimes, or maybe was crossed over in one or two of them as a guide, but is back with them in this lifetime? How do they know the difference between a soulmate that's with them right now and a twin flame that's in their energy right now in the physical on this planet?
When you come in contact with a soulmate, the energy is very strong. If you're around enough spiritual people, which I have been with the School for the Spiritually Gifted, I found those to be very strong energies. But when you're or twin flame or you have that twin flame energy, it's a lot stronger. The telepathy, a lot stronger. The energy of your body. Let's talk about your body for a moment. You're going to have a lot of similarities. You may have a scar somewhere on your body. That's the same. You may have been in the same places at the same time when you're a kid and didn't know each other. You may have lived in the same area for years and didn't know each other, but were completely drawn to one another. And I know for a fact when you meet that twin, when you get into that energy, you just know, because it just feels like home. You may fight it forever, but it definitely feels like home. And when you're with a soulmate, you're just not comfortable. You just can't get comfortable. You know that they're meant to be there with you, but it doesn't feel like home.
So when you're uncomfortable in a situation that is giving you, giving away a little bit too much of yourself. In other words, you've worked really hard at putting your energy into someone or something, and you've gotten to this place where you no longer feel balanced. You don't feel whole. You don't feel like you're a step away from reconciling. You're a step away from having this energy fixed, that you're, you know, an apology or a date night or some kind of bonding move away from being snoochie-boochies and all back together again, then it's time for you to reassess what's really going on. So there was a question in the chat room about there being a separation and what it means to have this separation come forth. So I know you're hearing me live right now. So I want to tell you, I'm just going to answer you because it'll take me longer to chat in the chat room than it would to do this. The question was, I've been separated from someone, and are we going to be reunited? And the answer was, the separation was necessary. The rest of that answer is, the separation was necessary because spirit needs you to feel safe in your loving and to feel safe in being vulnerable. They want you to know that things are happening really soon. They want you to give the relationship a chance, but they need you to love yourself first. And I'm going to explain this a little bit more because this is important to everybody who has these kinds of feelings and listen, okay? So when you are trying to be with somebody and you're in this space where you're a little bit scared, you've been burned before, it's been difficult, the other person will feel it. They'll also usually typically be in the same place because you guys were an energetic match when you got together. So if this is supposed to work out, you have to energetically keep growing together in order for this match to continue feeling safe and taking place. So what happens is spirit will separate you and give each of you an assessment time period to work on yourself completely and to assess whether or not you're with this person for the right reason. So in this case, the energy that's happening right now, and then with this person in particular from the chat room that we're talking to, the answer is they want you to love yourself first. In other words, don't rely on this other person to make you happy or keep you happy or help you make that decision to be happy. So your happiness is not taken away when they become distant, when they become upset, when they start blaming you for something or for how they feel. And this is where the practice of spirituality comes in, and it's so important to having your twin flame relationship. So they are saying that you guys will have an opportunity to come back together and bring this closer and make this happen. But what needs to happen is this time apart in order for you to love yourself, and I'm highly suggesting that the other person needs to do the same, that you guys need a break to not push each other away, but to pull each other in properly while you're being vulnerable to each other. Did I make sense, Ishani? Do you have a question I need to clarify around that, or did I come across correctly?
You came across correctly.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure that was clear. And definitely, if you have a question about that in the chat room, definitely bring it up. But I want to express that when these separations occur, it doesn't mean it's over, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's the wrong person. It does mean that you really need to sit with yourself, not bugging the other person about whether or not you're going to get back together, why it's taking so long, where they're at, if they made a decision, because it's not just them that gets to make a decision. It's you that gets to make a decision. Do you want to wait for it? Are you patient enough to allow this change and this lesson and this learning to occur in order to have them around? And then if you're not, you need to ask, are you impatient because you're sick of the crap, or are you impatient because you just want to move on and pretend it didn't happen and keep going? Because you can't ignore what happened. There was a reason for it.
So I have a question for you. Spirit is bugging me about this. When two people get together and they believe they're soulmates, and one begins to cheat over and over and over and over again, what do you think is happening there? What do you think? Why is the person cheating? What's happening if they're in this energy where they believe it's just so incredibly awesome, but they can't stop messing around? What do you think is happening there? And why do you think the other person is allowing for it?
Okay, so you're assuming the other person knows this person is cheating.
Yes.
And the person that's cheating is saying, I'm in love, I'm so happy, I love my marriage, but they're cheating.
Yes.
Okay, so you want to know why that happens?
What's happening?
And why the other one puts up with it.
Yep.
Okay, so the first question is, the reason why that happens is because people have a need to fill a void, but they don't know what the void is, and they don't know how to fill it.
So this is, in reality, this is a person who really knows that they're not with their twin. They know that the person that they care for is not their twin, but they're going off and looking for the twin. Is this what you're saying?
Yeah, but if you're not aware, I mean, plenty of people who don't know what twin energy is won't, you know, they're still out there cheating. They don't know what they're looking for.
But they know they're looking for something.
They know they're looking for something. But they're not necessarily looking for a relationship or somebody else. When people are cheating, they're looking for fulfillment of something, and it often comes in the form of a quick thrill and this self-esteem and this boost of confidence that comes through being with these other people. Someone will fluff you, say you look sexy, you're gorgeous, want to take you out, give you this promise of, oh, I'm going to treat you better than the person you're with, even though they know nothing about it, they weren't married to you. That's what people want to hear. I'm going to take care of you, I'm going to be there with you, I'm going to rescue you, I'm going to, you know, all these things. But when it gets real, it's the same problem that they keep having in every other relationship they've ever had. It's not dealing with their own inner demons or what their own lesson is. And you have to deal with that lesson in order to be with a twin energy. So the second part of that is, if it's someone who stays with this person, they also have the fear of leaving. They have the fear of taking care of themselves. They have a lot of fear, basically, and probably some self-esteem issues, but the bottom line is fear.
So
we're all afraid of change.
So let's talk about this energy before we go to the phone calls. It seems like Spirit is definitely bringing this up. Let's talk about, I want to ask you about the energy exchange that happens with a soulmate while they're searching for their twin flame, and now they went out and now they're exchanging energy with someone else. What is the mesh? What is the hodgepodge? What is the problem that they're now going to bring back to that soulmate energy? They go out, they'll mess around, and they come back and bring that energy into their soulmate energy.
Whether or not they're acting quote-unquote guilty and all the things that come along with it, they may not. A lot of people don't.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there who can act as plain as day, like nothing ever happened.
And it goes along with what I just said, is the reason that they do that in the first place. They're emotionally cut off, even from themselves. So they don't have to act guilty, right?
Right.
So what happens when you bring that back is you're closing off a piece of yourself to yourself. You're closing off a piece of yourself to this other person that you're with, your spouse or what have you. And that energy of that other person and that energy of that portion of your heart that is closed off comes back into this relationship and in your auric field. It will literally leave a physical hole in your aura that needs to be patched. And every emotion and every chakra center that you shut off or that you deny or you don't work on starts to die and wither and leaves all that beautiful glowing brightness to dissipate. It's like taking out chunks of the ozone, except it's in your aura. So when you have a person who comes into your auric field, they can feel what's wrong with you. They can feel your disconnect. They can feel another person in your auric energy field. What they may not understand is what's going on, who it is, why they feel that way. But you will be dating and stuck with an ex, thinking about this ex energy, and while you're out there in the dating universe, you will only come across people who are emotionally unavailable, unwilling to commit to you, fearful of you cheating, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, all kinds of reasons that these things just hit and miss and hit and miss. And it's because they can feel the energy of this other person that you're unwilling to let go of. And they'll ask you about it. You know, the right people will kind of be like, hey, I like you. What's going on? Let's open up. Let's have a conversation. And if you shut down, they're just going to leave. You have to have those heart-to-heart conversations. And this is what I wanted to say to the question in the chat room. The heart-to-heart conversations for both of you that ask questions were very, very important to the unfolding of this situation. Just that was the bottom line. You had to spend the time getting to know each other and really being complete, vulnerable human beings, handling the situations with your spiritual energy.
Okay, so I'm going to bring up a coaching question for a moment. Now let's think that we have a client out there, because Spirit's bringing it up for a reason, that they're with a significant other, they're with a soulmate, and they're in a relationship, and the soulmate is honest. I mean, the soulmate doesn't cheat, but the soulmate lies all the time. All the time. What's happening there? What's going on with that energy? And what will happen to their energetic field when the soulmate is just constantly lying? And what's the reason for Spirit to bring in another energy that just lies to them all the time?
They need them to be aware of the chain reaction, that one thing leads to another, leads to another. It's kind of like when you give and you're tithing to your church, or you're giving to donate to, you know, an orphanage, or giving blankets to the puppies in the local shelter. Because you're giving out that loving, giving energy, you're receiving loving, giving energy. It may not be back from the puppies. It could be. It may not be back from the same people that you gave that energy to, but what it does come back in different forms. It comes back from other people. It comes back around and around and around to you, because you're putting out this beautiful energy, you're receiving this beautiful energy back. So you take the opposite of that, and someone who continuously finds themselves in front of cheaters and cheating energy, this doesn't necessarily mean that you're a cheater and you're attracting cheaters. It could be that this was a past of yours and maybe you stopped doing it, but it's still in your face, because there's other things to deal with. So whether or not you were in the past or this is all you run into, there are parts of you that are, one, probably being saved from being with one of these jerks. If you didn't catch them cheating, you would probably stay a lot longer. And you probably wouldn't think too much about whether or not they were cheating. Maybe you just wouldn't know. But Spirit saves you by showing you who they are, what they've been doing. Now, if it keeps happening and you keep attracting cheaters, this is a space for you to really assess what attracts cheaters. What is it? What happens there? So cheaters like being around people who won't stand up for themselves, don't know how to speak or argue, don't know how to put their foot down, aren't really very assertive. They also don't value you because you don't value you. You really might say, but I love myself, I'm a good person, and blah, 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 but you're timid about it. You're not willing to stand up on that mountaintop and say, I kick ass. I'm a divine goddess, and men should be applying to be with me. And I have my pick of the litter, and I choose only to be with these three divine men, men who know what they want, men who are committed, men who are faithful. And it's just that it doesn't mean that you really, truly stood up for yourself, that you didn't really, truly need for them to honor you, because you're not completely honoring yourself. You might be sitting there thinking in the background or doing journaling work about how, putting out some affirmations, oh, I'm great, I'm fantastic, I'm working on me. But unless you can really look in the mirror and truly, truly love yourself, smile, give yourself a little wink and a little blush to your cheeks and be like, yeah, you're cute. You're so cute, people should be lighting up for you. You're so awesome that you don't have to share this energy with everybody else. You're not desperate because you're an incredible woman who stands on her own two feet. Unless you can do that, you're probably going to keep attracting jerks.
So if you're a dude, you look in the mirror and say you're an incredible woman?
Some do. Some do. You know they own it.
I'm sure there are some. So let's go back for a moment. Now let's say somebody is incredibly awesome. Somebody's saying all this to themselves, but it's fake. It's not real. It's a lie. It's garbage. It's they think that they're showing up trying to be the best person that they are. They're like, oh, I'm incredible, I'm awesome, but behind closed doors, they don't trust themselves, they don't love themselves, they hate themselves, but in person, they're awesome. People love them. Behind doors, they're like shit. They don't know how to deal with themselves. How does that interweave with energy of trying to find a soulmate? Trying to find a twin flame. Because we know for a fact that that energy shows up all the time. We've seen it. We've heard it. There's people acting as if that they're perfect and they're incredible and they love themselves, but in reality, they don't. So how does that interweave with finding a twin flame energy, since we see it and we hear it all the time?
So let's go back to what we said a little earlier, which has to do with you thinking that you're fooling other people, but this stuff stays in your auric field. It leaves holes in your aura. And when people enter your space and your energy, they can feel a fake smile. They can feel a discomfort. They can feel when you're not on top of your game. They can feel that they're not picking up a loving, fun, awesome energy around you that they want to completely be immersed in. So some people who are more intuitive will kind of wonder why does everybody at work love this person when there's something off? There's something off about them. And it might take 6 months or a year before everybody figures out they're absolutely bonkers and couldn't handle life. But that one first person, that empath at work, no, they knew because they could feel it. They didn't have to see it. They didn't have to be spiritually aware. They just were naturally attuned to feeling something's off. So people feel that. They're going to know when they're trying to date you. They're going to know when they're being your friend, and they will be cautious. And some people who throw caution to the wind go, I'll figure it out later. Everybody gets a 2,000% shot. Especially you optimists and you people who, like myself, find the good in everybody, you'll give them all a 200% chance to be exactly who they are until they screw up. And that hurts sometimes. because then you get stepped on and you're like, what happened? I gave him a shot. I was optimistic. Well, you don't always just give it to everybody. You give it to the right people. You give it to the people who feel good, and you have to trust your intuition.
Okay, so I'm going to bring something up else, something else up to you. You brought up a good point. You brought up that, yeah, they're awesome. I'm going to give them a chance and blah, blah, blah. So why do the other people say, forget that. I don't have nothing to do with that person. Not at all. I'm not doing it. But the spiritual optimist says, I believe I see the energy and love in everybody. And so the spiritual person is like, all right, I'm going to give that energy. I'm going to try and heal their aura. I'm going to try and fight for them and blah, blah, blah. And then the soulmate says, I don't give a crap what you did for me. I don't want to have nothing to do with you. Screw you. I'm done. I'm leaving you. I don't want to be a part of your energy. What happens there?
You probably got mad because you put all this time and energy and openness and a willingness to want to, like, fix somebody. And then they ended up leaving anyway, or they ended up quitting. Or
no, I'm talking about the person who has all that energy being sent into them.
Uh-huh.
You're giving them all that energy. They have all that energy. Now they're mad at you for giving them all that energy. What happened there? What happened when that person, that other soulmate, okay, say you're the friend. Say you're the awesome friend. You're the optimist. You're giving all the energy to another friend. And that friend turns around and screws you over.
Okay.
What happened? Why do you think that person is screwing you over? Why do you think that person is hating on you for you giving them love? What happened?
They're in their own space. They're in their own lesson. They're in their own learning. There's nothing that you can do but give to the people who you want to give to, that you think are going to actively take your energy that you're sending and do something with it. Make different decisions, take different actions, and really want to be and do something better. That doesn't mean they're necessarily for you. It might just have to be a friendship. It doesn't mean you have to date them or you have to be there while they're getting fixed or fixing themselves. You're definitely not going to fix someone. You can only be there for someone, but you cannot give you to somebody who's not in that same energetic space that you're in. If you think that you're going to help someone catch up and then they're going to be dateable, you're asking for trouble. You're really sacrificing yourself to an extreme, and you've probably hurt your own energy to the point where you become ill. You might have had thyroid issues. You might have had cancer. You might have had a scare of cancer. You might have had woman issues. A lot of feeling like you gave your energy to somebody, And they took advantage of it or didn't appreciate it or just didn't see all of the greatness of who you were comes in the form of fibroids, funky period, heavy bleeding especially. There's a lot of female issues that are directly a result of feeling like you were mature, you were spiritual, you gave of your energy, and it still didn't fix them, it still didn't help them, and it still ended. And how could it with all of the goodness that you put into this? And it's not your fault. The only thing that was your fault was not recognizing sooner, I'm giving away too much. I'm not getting what I need back. There isn't a beautiful learning in this situation. Or maybe the time of learning was done and it's time to move on and being okay with that. Because when you're not okay with it or you feel guilty for leading somebody that you were trying to assist, now you're adding a whole other ball of wax. So on top of not dealing with that first issue, now you're adding the problems of, your own self-esteem.
So we're talking about soulmates right now. And Spirit is really bringing this up, and I think that it's important for people to see this aspect of their soulmates. And these aspects may show up in a twin flame, but here's the difference. A twin flame wants to work on it. A twin flame says, I see that. You know what? That's something I've been trying to fix for years because you told me and I love you and I appreciate you. I'm going to go get help with this. I don't want this to be a problem in our relationship. I don't want that happening to us.
Didn't mean they didn't get mad at first when you told them what you said, but it does mean that eventually they're going to come to the point where their ego is going to step aside and say, it's more important for me to be a better person and a better person for and with you than it is to stick to being stubborn and being angry.
Definitely. So when you're in that twin flame energy and you guys have a fight, what's going to happen is when it comes back, maybe they go outside for a little while and then they come back to you, they're going to understand that your energy is their energy. Whatever they're doing to you or they've done to you, they feel it because you are one with them. They understand how it feels because they'll see you hurting. There's nothing more definitive that shows what a soulmate is when you get a cut, scrape, hurt, and they say nothing. It's nothing more telling that that's somebody that's in your life for a moment and won't be there very long because they don't know how to give that energy. They don't know how to love you. They want to love you. They want to act as if they can, but if you're hurt, they're hurt. They feel your pain. And a twin flame will jump in and say, this is me. I love you. I'm going to take care of you. I'm not going to allow for you to be hurt. So even when you're arguing and you guys are still growing in your twin flame energy, you guys step back. You come back in. You have that conversation because you're able to feel each other. You're able to feel what the other person is feeling.
So once again, before we jump to the phone line, I want to reiterate, in case you missed it earlier in the beginning of the show, that Spirit wants everyone to move away from using the term twin flame. They don't want you to have this image or this notion that this flame, this energetic twin connection is something that's going to like flare up, be so incredibly amazing and powerful and then burn out. And some of you think, oh, I've met my twin flame. We just couldn't get it right together. It fizzled out. The energy went and boom. I know they're my flame, but we're not going to be together because that pool's not still there.
You know what? I'm getting the nudge to move it to Tuesdays. So I don't think it's going to be Fridays anymore. I'm getting the nudge to move it to Tuesdays.
Why do you
kind of getting that feeling.
Why do you think that is?
It's just the energy is shifting on the planet. I really feel that there's an energy shift. And as the cycles become different, I'm really feeling that Spirit is saying, hey, let's move these to Tuesdays.
Okay. We'll talk about that. We'll keep you informed. So I want to remind you, wherever you can, when you're doing it in your own speech, when you're talking to us on the radio or blogging out there in Facebook or the universe, remember that Spirit told me and Ishani, they no longer want us to use the word twin flame. They want us to say twin energy because flames fizzle up and they burn out. And they don't want you to think of this as a burning out process. They want you to remember that this is a lifetime connection, that this is something that will always be there. Whether or not you decide to pursue it is a different scenario. You can be very happy and choose to be happy with a twin flame, I mean, with a soulmate, the quote-unquote one before the one. You have the option to do that. There's a significant difference. When you're with your twin energy, there's going to be more of that push and that pull, that yin and that yang, that fiery passion. And some of you require that passion. And if you don't require that extreme of the passion, then you're probably comfortable being with the one before the one or the 99% soulmate that Spirit has put you in front of. And that's fine, too. Now you're not going to get as much of the flare-ups in the arguments or the extreme passion, whether it's in lovemaking or in arguing, but you're going to be a little bit more even keel. But will that make you happy? Will taking the passion down a few notches still make you happy? I'm going to tell you from experience, it didn't work for me. I tried to tell myself that that would be good enough, and it wasn't. And if I could save one person from settling, then I've done my job. I don't care how many hundreds of thousands of people or how much money I spent getting the message out. It is so important to stick to your guns and do what you know you deserve to have and really stay with it. Don't worry about your age. Don't worry about your circumstances. Don't worry about your money or your finances or any of that seemingly real crap. It's not real. What's real is how you feel and what you're energetically attracting. That's all that matters, and everything else will come to support it once you keep and make your decision.
This is wonderful, and Spirit wants me to bring something else up. When you're in that energy where you think, this is cool, this is awesome, but you know something is missing, and you brought that up, where the passion's not there, it's you like this person, you know, you guys enjoy each other's energy, but it's, again, something missing. Now, you say if you're in a soulmate relationship, you can hang in there and enjoy yourself, but you know, again, something's going to be missing. What does a person do when they need to pull from this energy? What do you suggest? Do you suggest they just leave? Do you suggest they keep looking? What is your suggestion?
Are you saying they made a decision to not be with?
Yeah.
With their twin energy.
Yeah. They've made a decision not to be with the soulmate,
okay,
and begin to start looking.
All right.
Do you believe they should just cut it off right there, or have hopes that the twin flame is going to be there? What do you think they should do?
You need to, and everyone, no matter what your situation, I don't care if you just left the soulmate, you're looking for something else, or, you know, you're in a marriage now and you're not quite sure what's going on, you need to make a decision. Everything starts with that decision. Do you want to stay there? Do you love this person? Is it worth it? Are you happy, healthy, and whole? Are they happy, healthy, and whole? The answer to those is no. Keep moving, but you move for you. You don't make the step to go actively searching for somebody who's already making their way towards you. Your twin energy is already coming towards you. What you actively work on is you, and to make sure that the emotions, the energy in your auric field is complete. There are no holes in your aura, and you're going to be able to keep attracting the energy faster and faster and faster. It slows down, and spirit moves it further away when you're not working on you and you're not doing your stuff. The quickest path to anything that you've ever wanted and could ask for is coaching. I have not seen anybody enter a coaching forum and not accomplish everything they said they wanted to do in a very short time period. I've not seen it. I've not seen it for myself. I've not seen it for other clients, other people's clients. I have my own coach, and everything that I ever set out to do, I met and exceeded. And it works the same way with relationships. You want to control how you get hurt. If you want to control who you date, if you want to control how things unfold, the method of control is controlling your own personal emotions and situations, your career, your finances, your heart, the way that you react in arguments, the way you deal with past hurts. All of that stuff is so important to get a grip on and really dive into head first. The thing that hurts the most, grab it, run with it, share it with me, let's talk about it, let's get it out there, and let's really crack that energy open. Because other than that, it's always sitting in the back of your mind. And I'll give you a quick example. The full moon energy really, really tore me wide open. I had two very extremely difficult semi-sleepless nights where I had insane dreams, and I know a lot of you out there felt the same way. In one of the dreams, as I was waking, I remember feeling very off. I had a lot of different emotions coming through. I couldn't even pinpoint exactly what the emotion was, but it felt just vulnerable. And in the dream, I was looking in a mirror, and I could see what was in the room around me, and I could see faces in the mirror. And this face was smiling, and it, you know, it was a female, and she had a cute little bob cut, and she was kind of feisty little energy. But at the same time, it was just like a floating little head among other faces in this mirror. It was kind of freaky. And when I was like, I wonder what that is, spirit kicked in through medium Ishani, and Ishani said, spirit says it's your subconscious. Now think about, these are just random people that I've ran across. I didn't recognize this person necessarily, but these are just random people in my auric field. They're still in my aura. They're still in my subconscious, so much so that I'm dreaming about them when the full moon energy is pulling all of the past up and trying to throw it away with me and for me. So, so important to change the patterns in your life in order to bring the new in all the freaking time. So if you're ready and you're that person who's done with the bullshit, you really want to move forward, not in baby steps. You're ready to make giant, giant leaps, and you don't want to be afraid while you're doing them. Get a coach, whether it's medium Ishani or myself or someone else that you're attached to. Just do it. It's time. If you have a financial issue, talk to us. Talk to us in trade. Talk to us about payment plans. Talk to the other coaches about trade and payment plans. Each of you has a gift. Each of you has some kind of opportunity, and each of you is always going to be given exactly what you need by spirit because you set out to do this path. You will be given what you need to move forward. Trust that. Because without that trust and that faith and that patience, you're not going to get everything that you're asking for because you're not going to believe that it's actually coming to you. I know we've had some people pop in and pop out and pop in and pop out on the phone line, and I want to say something about that really quickly. Be impatient.
I was just about to talk to you about that.
Why don't you do it then?
As you go there, spirit made you go there. I understand what's happening here. There's a lot of people who they get discouraged. There are twin flames coming and they can feel it. And the energy is so strong. But what they do is they get angry. They get angry that twin flame's not there. And then they might find a soulmate, the one before the one, or maybe even one before that. And they will say, this doesn't work. There's no real twin flame. If they are out there, I don't care. I'm just tired of looking. I'm tired of going through this. I'm so sick and tired of this. I'm tired of being spiritual. I just want to date a good person. What's happening with me? I hate this. I hate waiting. They get mad at God. They get mad at spirit. They get mad at the fact that there are twin flames. And then they start to believe there is no twin flame. What happens then?
You won't recognize them when they're there because you shut off. You closed your heart off. Speaking of which, if you don't have it already, you need to get this. And if you did get it and misplaced it, get it again. Medium Ishani channeled a beautiful, beautiful message in Open Your Heart to Love Meditation. And you can grab that on soulmatefinderkit.com. Go grab the free meditation. Listen to it. Don't just do it once either. Use it as a healing tool. Let it align your chakras. Let it open up your heart chakra. Let it fix the holes in your auric field. It's so, so important that you put this energy of distrust, heartache, what's the word I'm looking for? Overgiving, unbalanced giving and receiving, and channel all of that learning and those lessons and that energy into aligning yourself. So go grab the meditation. It's on soulmatefinderkit.com. I think the link's at the bottom. You'll see a picture for the Open Your Heart to Love meditation. Go grab it. Go let it start working on your energy field. Archangels pop in, and they start doing the fixing when you listen to it. A lot of people cry. And what's funny is I don't want you to think that when they say they cry, that they are crying because they're so distraught and it hurt them and it broke them open and they're falling apart. They're crying because they feel the love. They feel the wholeness come in. They feel the release of energy. It's like, have you ever been in so much pain and someone massaged you and you like just cried and thanked them and it felt so good and it hurt to let go of all that pain at the same time, but it felt so good to have some kind of relief, even if it hurt? That's the crying. It's such a beautiful relief. And it really takes a lot of what's going on in your body and channels it out. And let it be transmuted by spirit. Let the universe take it and turn it into something else. So I want to take what you said and go back to why people called into the show and then got impatient and hung up, and then called again and then got impatient and hung up.
At the same time, I want you to get into the impatience of waiting for your twin.
Yes. So there's a reason that at the moment that we were going to pick up the phone line, you guys decided to hang up. And it's because right before that moment, 2 seconds before the miracle, you quit. You quit on hanging on the phone. You quit on waiting for that person to enter your life. You quit right before that next resume was going to give you that dream job. And I'll tell you, if you had a coach or you had someone to be accountable to or who would be supportive of you when you got into those scary moments where you said, oh, this isn't working, I quit, that everything in your life would be so much more different if you just had someone with you who was holding your hand and said, hey, I see this coming. Do you see this coming? If you don't see it coming, let me show you it's coming. Ishani and I both like to give readings at the end of our coaching sessions because it's a great way for you to see how spirit sees you. And so the coaching is the real work we do with you on your human level. And then we give you spiritual tools in order to help you. But at the end of the session, we do readings because we want you to know that spirit was with us the whole time when we were talking and that they're with you the whole time when you're going out and about and doing your thing throughout the week. And it really makes you think very differently when you're making a decision the next time to say, oh, I would have normally quit this before. I would have stopped right here. I would have ended this game on this level. But I think the change is coming, and I'm going to keep going. And then you finally have that awesome scratcher lotto ticket that won you some money. You finally had an incredible, awesome person that you met because you chose not to be afraid to go to that party instead of, you know, staying home and being burnt out about your last relationship. Always something else behind door number three, and so many times we're so afraid to open that last door because we're too busy focusing our energy on what just happened in the past. So don't quit. Now, in another sense, I want to remind you that if you called and hung up and called and hung up, and for whatever reason that is, maybe you were at work, maybe you were impatient, maybe your kids hung up, whatever it is, there's always a reason for that too. So spirit needed you to listen and needed us to talk. Spirit needed to say what they had to say today. So I hope that you guys got exactly what you needed out of everything that came out of this conversation today and that you take it, you run with it, and you just go gangbusters. And if you need the help, reach out to us. Drop a line on our website at pastlifeguru.com for me and Ishani or for me at comfysoul.com or come to our Facebook page. And there is a conversation that's always open. We're always willing to listen and hear you. So if you want to drop us a note on Facebook, ask us about something that's going on. If you want a reading, ask us or go to our websites and buy it. If you want to ask whether or not coaching is right for you, ask us and we'll talk about it. Maybe we'll get on the phone for a few minutes and figure out if that's what you need or if you've got it and you just needed a little encouragement and go along your way. There's so many options available to you, but take them. Pick it up and run with the ball. It's not going to run itself.
So we're not done here. I know normally we shut it down, but Spirit wants to talk. Spirit has all this stuff they want to get out. And
bonus time.
I feel like helping out here.
So if you guys did want to call.
I might have a little bit more time. No worries. The reason why I want to talk about this is because I think a lot of people deal with this particular issue. Now, they feel like they've worked on themselves. They feel like they put in all the energy. They feel like, yeah, I'm doing everything I can. I'm working out. I'm finally fit. I go to counselor. I got a coach. The person's been coaching me for a while. I eat right. All these things, you know, I've worked on my finances. Why is my twin flame not coming in? What's happening here?
My first question is, are you having fun?
What if they are having fun? What is the one thing that they're not doing.
They're not letting go of control. They're not allowing it to unfold naturally the way it's supposed to at the right timing. Sometimes when you're in the middle of something awesome, you're going to school, you started a new career, how distracting would it be to start an intensely passionate new relationship right in that moment when you were doing that?
That's where people don't want to go to work. They don't want to go to school. They just want to hang out with their twin. That's all they want to do, and they're completely comfortable with that.
Wouldn't that screw up your career?
It would ruin everything.
Why don't you wait a couple months until it's a little more cyclical, a little more natural for you with the work thing? You've learned the ropes. You've met the people. Like, let things happen and unfold naturally. You want some confirmation for a reading? We'll tell you, oh, it's out about this many months because this is what's happening. Oh, yeah, that is what's going on in my life. Perfect. So you understand that Spirit saw you and this is why, and are you okay with it? If you're not okay with it, let's get some coaching. If you are okay with it, then what are you going to do to stay accountable to yourself and remain patient?
Yeah, so that takes me back to think about all these people that did get into regular soulmate relationships, and they think, oh, it's great. And then they have tons of sex or whatever, but they kind of still keep their life going. But, you know, they may call in to work because they want to get some booty or something on the side. But think about how rough it is in a twin flame energy if you were having sex all the time with your soulmate. Now, think how it's going to be with your twin flame. Now, you're just going to want to quit work. You're never going to want to go back again.
Yeah, if you're leaving the planet every time you're having sex, it's kind of hard to come back and, you know, show up at 6 a.m.
Exactly.
That's another telltale. I want to mention that, too. If you guys are wondering whether or not you're putting the energy into the right place, if you've ever had physical contact with this person, you know, do you take off? Even if it's just through a kiss, are you off on another planet? Do you feel the meshing of the auric field? Do you both go, what just happened? How long was that? Oh, my God, does everything melt away? You have to check in with yourself and say, yes, that's happening. This must be the right person, or I must be near. You have to check that. And I don't mean just the first 3 months or 6 months. I mean years. I don't care if it's been 20, 30 years. And you see, I don't care if you don't even kiss, you know, once a week. But when that kiss happens, do you take off and go to another planet? Telltale sign. Absolutely phenomenal.
So let's get into that for a moment. If there is a person who is separating themselves in their relationship to where they're sleeping in other rooms, they're talking to another person, and they're having conversations on the phone with someone else, and they find that, yeah, I think I'm with my soulmate, I think I'm with the one, blah, 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 but now they're on the phone with someone else. Now they're cheating through the computer to get that, and I think you talked about this for a moment. They're cheating on the computer, not really, you know, sexting or anything like that, but they're just, all the happiness and joy is coming from that conversation with them being on the computer with the other person, but knowing in their heart that they're not in love with that person. They're just getting that little piece. So what is a person to do then when that energy comes up? What are they supposed to realize when that energy comes up? Because they think they're with the one, but now they're over here doing all this conversation with their person on the computer, or they're texting them all the time, a different person.
That's a major red flag for yourself. It's a major looking point. Go stand in the mirror and say, why am I trying to get a piece of all this stuff from all these different kinds of places and people? You go after work and you party with your friends and you have some drinks. Woohoo, party fun. Yay, having some drinks. Not with your significant other or not with, you know, whoever. Then it's on the computer. Oh, I'm being fulfilled by looking at this drama or the social media or having men on Facebook tell me I look gorgeous with my selfie. And then you want hugs and snuggling from your significant other. But they're not the fun party person you hang out with, and they're also not the one who's, you know, feeding your ego. Your energy spread all over the place. So what are you going to get? You're going to get a bunch of random people, a bunch of random careers, a bunch of random money, a bunch of random losses, everything random and chaotic because you didn't make a decision. And you didn't make a decision, you couldn't make a decision because your energy was so scattered. How could you make a decision? There's just no way.
So if a person is scattering their energy and then they're, I'm going to meet my twin flame, I really feel it, but they're scattering their energy all over the place. Let's say, for example, a person's on one of these dating websites, eHarmony, what's one of the other ones? Plenty of Fish, Farmers Only, and they're just putting their energy in all of those, and they believe this is going to bring my twin flame. That if I just put myself out there,
I mean, it can. But did your profile say this is exactly who I am? This is exactly what I want, and do you exactly fit this? Most people don't. They leave it open. Oh, I just want someone who's this and funny and blah, 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 and I'm open. Well, that's what you're going to get, a bunch of whatever's out there in the open.
So
you want a successful dating profile? You show them exactly who you are, the fun parts of you, the serious parts of you. You have photos that reflect what you'd like to do for fun, who you are, how you're dressed, your whole body, top to bottom, headshots, body shots, some of your friends, what they look like with you maybe in some of these photos. Give them a snapshot of who you are. If you as a stranger went onto your profile right now and looked at it, would you date you? That's a major question to ask.
I'm not into dudes.
Well then. Thank you for sharing.
What I mean by that is, so a person is doing all this. They're putting all their energy out there. They're saying they're an incredible person. They're putting up an awesome profile. They think they put up all their pictures with all their friends. They're giving these new people their Facebook, and then they're showing them a window of who they really think they are, But I want to ask you the question, do you think that twin flame actually going to show up through one of those social medias or through one of those websites where it's eHarmony or something like that?
I'm going to say probably not for most people, but for some, just for some. And the only way that would actually happen is if you're one of those people who maybe travels a lot for work or doesn't get out much, maybe work from home, that kind of thing. But I will tell you, spirit does require for you to change the scenery. It's important for you to step out of the house. It's important for you to go socialize. It's important for you to trust that, hey, maybe my twin is on the other side of the planet when I travel that one place for 5 days once a year. It happens. So while it's not totally out of the question for this person to come through one of these sites, it also means you can't have your energy scattered all over the place. Like I said, you can't be dating five different people. You have to say, you, I like you, let's talk. A lot of sites will have you freeze your profile while you're getting to know someone. Always a beautiful practice.
Freezing the profile. So this was an incredible show. I really liked the fact that all this information came out, a lot of knowledge came out. And I think it's gonna make it a lot easier for people to find their twin. So is there anything else you have to say before we go?
Patience. And I cannot tell you enough how important it is, really, really important it is to get a partner, get a coach, get that emotional. The greatest strides, the biggest leaps that I made in my life were when I had a coach that helped me remember who I was and how important it was for me to take gigantic leaps. The coach that I have right now helped push me to step out there and get uncomfortable. So I started putting videos out every day. So if you were on my Facebook page at Comfy Soul, you'll see the videos I'm putting out every day, get to know me, get to hear the messages from Spirit, get to know what's going on. I would not have done that if it had not been for a coach. Was it something that Ishani and I said we were going to start doing? Yeah. But did we actually do it? No, not until our coaches said, hey, time to go. Let's make it happen. So don't don't worry about what you can make all the excuses in the world for not getting someone to be there at your side. Don't let that happen. Don't let your fears with money, your fears about letting someone come into your space and being vulnerable to them, don't allow that to shut you down. I think one of the biggest mistakes, and I know you agree with me, Shawnee, that people make is, especially in a relationship, is telling their friends and family some things and then getting feedback from them and letting that affect the way they make their decisions and letting it affect who they date. Some of you say, oh, my parents won't approve of them, or so-and-so didn't like them, so I should probably listen and red flag that. Some of you are so stubborn that you don't listen when all of these other people are like, honey, no, I love you, I'm protecting you, can't you see this? And you're like, don't hear you, can't see it, blah, 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 blah. When it's like 98% of your people saying this, you should probably take a good look, at least, check the situation out.
Ooh.
But the biggest problem that people have is not making up their own mind and not delving into the clarity and the choices of their own making. You have to be very clear and stick to your own decisions and stay with it at all costs if you truly, truly believe it and feel it in your heart. And like I said, get your heart balanced. Go download the free Open Your Heart to Love meditation on soulmatefinderkit.com. It's so important to help keep you clear-minded and help you make those decisions you need to make. And when you have a coach to be accountable to, you're going to stick to that more closely because you're going to remember what you said, and you're allowed to change your mind and make a different decision, but you're going to have to explain why you're there to yourself and to your coach. And if it makes sense, you're not doing it out of fear, it feels good to you, it's the right choice, run with it. But you need to be speaking with an impartial, judgment-free third party, not your grandma, not your mom, not your best friend, not someone who, like, knows your history and is going to bring it up and use that as an excuse like you might use as an excuse. You understand? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Before we even go, I think I'm going to keep hitting you with stuff. I felt the need to do this. This is the last, and then we can go. I'm going to talk about if one person, let's imagine one person is, let's say, from Brazil, dark complexion, has a dark complexion family, and then finds their twin. And then their twin is from Germany. Let's say their twin is from Germany, and they're really light complexion, doesn't really understand how to speak in Portuguese or any of that. How do they mesh families? They're so in love, so intertwined with each other. The twin flame energy is real and it's true. Now, how do you mesh families when your family's like, no way, we're not into that, they don't even speak the language, what do we do now?
It's leading by example, the same way you do everything in your life. If you believe in it, they're going to believe in it. And if they don't believe in it or they're not supporting you, then it's probably not the right support system for you. You might have friends that do support it. You might need new friends that support it. One of the biggest changes that a light worker will go through in their lifetime, especially the more they become in alignment with their true selves, is losing friends and family and people that have been with you your whole life. When you grow and you become honest with yourself, you can't be with other people who aren't growing and being honest with themselves.
Whew.
It's their lesson and their timing that has to happen. Some of them might catch up later and reach out to you and say, hey, I get it. I learned. I had my thing. I'd like to talk to you again. We're in the same space. And some of them will say, I love you. I appreciate you. I don't know what happened, but I'll see this day.
So you're saying if the other person is, they know this is their twin, and let's say now the guy's from Spain and the woman is Japanese, and how does this person deal? the guy from Spain, how does he deal with his family? Is and they're like, I can't believe you're with a Japanese woman, blah, blah, blah. You know, she doesn't even speak Spanish, or she doesn't have our culture. How does he deal knowing this is his twin? And you're saying it's going to mesh. It's just the families are just going to mesh.
Or they don't, but it's your choice to live your life, to do your thing, to show that love and emanate it out and let the right people be drawn to that light.
So you're saying if they have a best friend, they have a best friend, and he's just like, well, why are you with Monica? Monica's beautiful. Monica loves you, blah, blah, blah. Why don't you just go back to Monica?
Because Monica's booty doesn't send you out into the universe.
I don't know what the hell that means.
You don't have that connection. You don't have that. And how could you settle for that, knowing that there's something else out there, even if you haven't met them? Even if you haven't met them. We're telling you it exists. They're out there. They're for real. It's a real thing.
So you're saying that they should just drop that friendship or
they won't even have to do that.
Because they'll leave for them.
It'll naturally happen. If you do nothing, they will naturally leave you. And really, what does that say about your friendship? It says they're in a different place and or they weren't mature enough or ready to handle you being your honest, true self.
So you're saying that the family would just automatically have to receive them if they want to keep their son or something like that?
People normally do, yeah. Mm-hmm. It has to come from love. If you can't stay focused on love as the family who's like hating on the relationship, if you can't stay focused on that love, be there for your son, be there for the one they love, and focus on, I love them so much, I love him so much that I'm willing to accept that he loves this person so much. And really look at yourself and say, why am I hating them? Oh, because they're a different race and they don't understand my language. Do you hear yourself talking? Is that who you want to be? Because if that is, then, you know, you can't blame your son for distancing himself, you know? You can't judge other people and come from love. It just can't happen.
Right.
And everything that comes from God is love. Okay. Everything that we put back to God is love. Everything that we attract is love. And there's nothing more devastating to your path or your truth or your clarity than you making decisions based on anything other than love and excitement.
Definitely. So give out your website before we go.
So if you want to consider coaching, you want to learn angel sign language, how to communicate with spirit, how to make your own decisions based on your own signs and the way that spirit speaks to you privately, then come visit me at comfysoul.com. Go download your free Angels in Your Pocket guidebook and go click on the link that says, what is angel sign language? And go learn about how this could help you. Go learn about how coaching might be something that's right up your alley. And how about you, Rishani?
You can find my website at www.pastlifeguru.com. That's PASTLIFEGU.com. And you can get your free Open Your Heart to Love meditation there. Also, on the website, you can find your Meet Your Spirit Guide meditation. So if you want to know who your guardian angel is, it's there free on my website. So with that said, I want to ask Archangel Michael to come in and cut the cords of energy. So all the energy that our listeners have attached to us be returned to them, and all the energy that we have spent be returned to us. And may the people that have draining cords attached to them, may those cords also be cut. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you for cutting these cords, and thank you for your ongoing protection. So go your way with blessings, and know you are loved. Stay in the love and light. Bathe in the love and light. Be the light, not a judge. Be a model, not a judge. Live life with love and light, and only be around those of love and light, and may you have an abundance of love and light to share. And so it is.
Amen.
Namaste.